It's a pleasure to be over on the Will. Are you enjoying the Leisure Peninsula pill? Phil?
Yeah. I like it.
I've enjoyed it that much. I'm saying my words wrong.
My grandparents used to, used to live here. They literally used to live here. So I spent quite a lot of time here as a kid. But then, you know, they died and that, and I stopped coming here. And, you know, it's very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay.
A bit moody, right?
Well, not really. They're old, mate. It's just how life works, isn't it?
That's what old people do. Yeah.
what Phil doesn't know about people passing away in. this is where we find ourselves. This isn't In Their Shoes. We've got John Gibbons, we've got Ian Ryan, and we've got Phil Blundell to go through a number of sides. And they all got to pick on this one. I took the one that was remaining. So it is. This is your sort of your classic top six show, because I've got Tottenham, who I think aren't a top six side and may not be one by the end of next season either. So I'm going to argue, but I will go in a couple of goes. I'm going to let Ian Ryan go first. Arsenal.
Okay, so in terms of the manager, no issues at all. So I think context is important in the sense that maybe everyone feels a little bit flat because of how the season went, but in terms of expectations, massively exceeded, because I don't think anyone was thinking at the start of the season that Arsenal would go and get second place and put a title charge together. So no issue at all with the manager. In terms of who we've got out of contract, we've got Ainsley Maitland-Niles, who will be leaving. And there was a question over Reece Nelson. Now we're going to extend Reece Nelson. Mm-hmm. We feel like he's still got a fair amount to offer on that right-hand side. So Reece Nelson will stay. And I think, in terms of what we're looking to do here, we are looking to put the foot down a little bit. So we've had a couple of years now where we've spent, on average, in terms of net spend, around about £150 million a year after we've done all of our business. And we feel like we can do something similar. So we can probably go gross about £250, £260. And we've got enough there in the tank to be able to let go to make sure we kind of balance the books a little bit. Then we can review it the next year and stuff and see where we are. But whilst we're doing well and we're in this moment of progressing at maybe a greater speed than we anticipated, we want to make sure we build on that.